We've been dealing with the last few pages, I think, from Gimel Amud Bet about this Shoshah V'chot Ishto, which means if this woman's married to this brother, he dies, and this brother next to him is married to her sister. Okay, his brother is married to her sister. Then she can't marry him because that's an Isur Erva. And we learned from that case to all other cases of Arayot. And we learn from that case because there was a pasuk that says it appears in big at the bottom of your sheet. V'isha l'chota lo tikach l'tzur l'galot ervata aleha b'chayeha. And they learn from there that the word aleha, we darshan from the pasuk of yivimto yavo aleha, that you might have thought yivimto yavo aleha, even if she's asur b'arayot. Comes this pasuk and says aleha to teach you aleha lo tikach. In other words, in a case, basically the word aleha comes to be darshan to teach us this pasuk is talking about the case of Yibum. Okay? That this pasuk is in a case of Yibum, and even in a case of Yibum, Isha l'chota lo tikach l'tur l'galot ervata aleha. From there we learn Isha l'chota that if he's married to her sister, he can't marry her. Also, the word l'tur comes to teach her tzara, and from the fact that means, right, if he's married to somebody else, also, he's got a second wife. If she can't marry him, then also the wife can't marry brother number two. And that's why in the case where there is brother number three, right, then she goes to brother number three. Then we said that from there, also the tzarot, tzaroteha, because the word litzror doesn't say latzur, ela litzror, and that adds another level. And from there, we darsh into all other cases of erva. Any other erva case, number one, she is asur. Number two, her tzara is asura. Number three, tzara tzarota is asura. Until now, we've been trying to figure out why you need a drasha for all this. Isn't it obvious? Right? Isn't it obvious that you can? We said, why would it be obvious? Because ate ase v'doche, it's not obvious because you would think that she'd be allowed to. Why? Because ate ase v'doche lo tase b'mkom karet. We tried to prove that. We couldn't prove it. So now the Gemara is moving to a different line. Okay, they're saying it's not because you would have thought ata asa v'dechalota se b'mkom karet, because we don't either. So then it's unclear. Is it because they don't think that the ase is dechalota se b'mkom karet, which we're going to see later in the Gemara? Somebody says that today, or maybe it is doche, but we don't have a proof for it, so we don't really know. So now we're going to start from Zayin Amud Bet, sort of in the middle, like near the top, but I'm not going to read everything inside. It's yesterday's daf, but to get us started, we're on line number 7. Okay? Ela salka da'atach titi v'mematzinu ma'eshadach ma'eshadach miyabma af achot isha titiabim. So then they say, let's learn it out from the Eshadach case. What's the Eshadach case? That's every single case of Yibum. Every single case of Yibum, the woman marries her husband's brother, and that is an isur arayot. You can never marry your husband's brother. Except in Yibum, the Torah says you have to marry your brother's wife, right? Which is asur in general. But the fact that the Torah matired it comes to teach us that maybe any case of arayot is mutar in the case of Yibum. So now they say, but wait, they're not the same. Midame, hatam chad isura, hachatre isura. When it's a regular case of Yibum, when there's no achot isha, let's say, okay? It's just, he's married to this woman, he dies, she marries his brother. That's Isur Arayot, how many? One. He's marrying his brother's wife, okay, which you're not allowed to marry. But in a case where he's also married to her sister, then there's two Isurim. Number one, it's Eshadach, because it's always Eshadach. Yibum is marrying your brother's wife. And it's also, now there's another Isur Arayot, whether it be Achot Isha or whatever Arayot it is, there's now two. So therefore they say, no, you can't learn it from there. Okay, that's not why you would have thought it was allowed. So then they say, Ma'u detema ho'il v'ishtere ishtere. But maybe you would say that, yeah, because just because there's two Arayot here, there's this concept of once it's mutar, it's once something is hutar, then we allow other things to be mutarling. Okay, so once we waive, okay, that's really the right word to use here. We waive the Isur Arayot of this woman with the brother's wife, right? She's not allowed to marry. He can't marry his brother's wife. Once we waive that, then we also waive the erva of Achot Isha. Maybe you would have thought that. So then the Gemara is going to say, what's this issue of Ho'il v'ishtere ishtere? And I'm not going to read it all inside, but I'll go over the basic case in case you didn't get it yesterday. We have a case of a mitzora. Okay, a mitzora is a very unique case. He has to bring an asher mitzora, and we have to do the blood. You put the blood, we actually learned this, I think, in Yoma. On the ear, and on the finger, and on the toe. Now, what happens? That has to be done in the azara.
Okay, I wish I had the maps.
Okay, yeah, there was, yeah, the better maps, the other ones, but okay. Anyway, the way it works, if you remember, there's this lishkat ha-mitzoraim in the Ezrat Nashim. What?
First you Yuma, then you can do the map in the beginning, remember?
Right, that's true, but it's not here. Okay, anyway, I wanted one of those big maps. I've had them out before, but they're not around. Okay, yeah, the big maps. Okay, in any case, this is the way it works. The Ezrat Nashim has four lishkot, four areas in them. And the one that's closest to the Ezrat Yisrael, there's an Ezrat Nashim. Okay, you can look here for a second. There's the Ezrat Nashim, and then there's the Azara. Now, the Azara, you can't come in if you're what's called a Mechusar Kippurim. That's what we saw, those cases where you do things for 7 days, and then you're done, you go to the mikvah on the morning of the seventh, like a Mitzorah, for example. Then, on the eighth day, okay, you wait till the nighttime, and then you're Tahor. But even, and before your tahor, before the night comes, you're called a tful yom, right? You went to the mikveh that day, and now you're already done with your mikveh, but you have to wait till harev shemesh, till the sunset. Then you're tahor. After your tahor, you still can't go into the mikdash if you're a mitzora or a nazir or all these cases, a zav or a zava, where you have to bring a korban the next morning. When you bring your korban in the morning, then you're allowed to go in the mikdash, okay? So now, what's the issue? As part of the tahara process and the korban for the mitzora in the morning, he has to get the blood sprinkled on his ear and on his finger and on his toe. Now, where does that sprinkling have to happen? In the azara. But he can't go into the azara because he's not allowed. He didn't do the korban yet. So it's a difficult situation. So what do they say? They allow it. In that case, they allow the mitzora to put, what does he do? The lishkat mitzoraim is right next to the azara. And he puts his ear through. And he puts his finger through, and he puts his toe through, and that's okay, because we allow it. So what do we say now? What if on that morning he became a tvul yom? He got tameh, and then he went to the mikvah, okay? He got tameh from something. He went to the mikvah in the morning, but he has to wait for harev shemesh. So what do we say? Ho'il v'ishtere ishtere, because we already allowed him. He already has this heter to go into the mikdash, and he already tovled, so we're going to allow him, we're going to matir the second thing that came along. So that's the... That's how it works here. Okay? So if you just scoot down a chair, would that work? Okay. So then, what do we have here? So how does it work in our case? He is married to wife number one, right? Then he's married to the sister. Then the first guy dies. She now goes to marry the brother. We say, well, she's the wife of his brother. We're going to matir that. Well, once we're matiring that, let's matir also the fact that she's the sister of his wife. Okay, that's the theory here. But now they're going to say it's not exactly parallel. Okay, so now they say here, va'amra ula. Okay, we're going to read at the bottom here. Ho matam. Okay, this is, he became a tful yom because he became a bal keri, is the case they bring. Okay, he saw keri at night, and therefore, in the morning he saw keri, and therefore he became, because it was mutar l'tzara ato, it's now mutar l'kiruyo. So now they say, mi dami l'da'ule, is it really the same thing? Now they're going to give different situations, okay? Tina hecha denasa met, v'achar kach nasa chai. Now we're going to depend on the order. If first... The first brother got married to the wife, okay? The one who's going to die eventually. He gets married first. And then the second brother gets married to her sister. Demigo de ishtere, isur eshet ach, ishtere nami achot isha. Which isur came first? The eshet ach, because she wasn't in the picture in the beginning, right? First, the brother became asur to his brother's wife, because she got married first. Second came the isur of isha lachota, about achot ishto. So now... Then you can say it works. But, what if the second brother got married first? Then the second, it's weird, obviously it doesn't mean he married her when he was dead. It means the brother who's eventually going to die in our story got married second. If he got married second, then which Isser came upon this woman to marry the brother first? First, because he was married to her sister. Okay, so this is the way it works. Just like with the Mitzorah. First, he had the Mitzorah issue. Then he saw Keri. So because we matir the Mitzorah, then we matir the Keri. It goes in the order that it happened. So if first the Eshet Ach was the Isser, then it can work that we have Ishtre Ishtre. But if first the Achot Ishta is the problem, that's the sister, then it doesn't work. So that's what the Gemara first says. But then they're going to even reject that. They're going to say, va'afilu, okay, so va'achar kanasa meit, isur achot isha kadim. If isur achot isha is kadim, comes first, then it doesn't work. Now they're going to say, va'afilu nasa meit nami. Even the case where this couple got married first, the guy who's going to die, even when the guy who's going to die got married first, it still only works in a particular situation. Which situation? Tina hecha denasa meit, Vimate, okay? First they get married, then he dies. And she now is supposed to marry the brother, okay? She's called the Zikukali Abam, right? She needs to do Yibum with him. At that point, what happens? Isur Eshet Ach is Nidche, right? V'acharkach Nasachai. Then, before they get married, he goes and marries her sister. Now, is this allowed, right? Wouldn't you think this isn't allowed? It's really not allowed, but it's only not allowed Midu Rabbanan. Midoraita, it's allowed. And because it's allowed midoraita, so we can say that, yes, this situation could happen, and on a doraita level, she now would be mutar to him, first because of Eshet Ach, and then after we would be matir the achot ishta. Okay, that would be the case where we would have it. Now, what's the difference between this case and the earlier case? Because in the earlier case, only potentially he was usher to her as Eshet Ach, but she never came before him. Here they want to say it has to be actually the first... Really, hutar Eshet Ach. Okay? Eshet Ach was matired. Okay? Eshet Ach came and she's mutar to him me'achuz. Right? Just like the Mitzorah. The Mitzorah is on morning number 8. Right? He's on day number 8. He's supposed to do his korban. It's already hutar lo. Then he sees Keri. Then we're going to say, okay, well, Tful Yom is mutar. So that's the case where it's really parallel. And we're going to see this inside now. So, Tina hecha denasa met. The met. After he already died, because there was this time, there was a time period, a very short one, but a time period where she was allowed to the brother. Just like the Mitzorah, in that morning, he was allowed to go into the Mikdash. And then, when he then marries her sister, so then we could say, well, then let's say, Ho'il v'ishtre ishtre. Ela nasa met v'lo met, right? But if he married her and then didn't die, v'achar kach nasa chai, lo itchazi leklal, she was never ra'oi to marry this guy. Okay? Because already the isur v'achot isha, the sister, was already upon him. It was already upon him and her. So, and then they say, mi lo mode ula, because doesn't ula also agree to this? In this, if you try to make a parallel case to the case of the two brothers and the two sisters, and he hasn't yet died before he married, the second brother gets married, that's more similar to a different case. She'im ra'a keri bilel shmini, what if he saw keri at night? If he sees keri at night, now what's, we learned all about this, at night, right? What's the difference between at night and the morning? It's still the eighth day. But it's beforehand. Now, at night, you can't bring a korban. So, therefore, it's not a time that you're ready to bring a korban. So, therefore, the heter doesn't come yet, right? So, if he sees Keri Belel Shmini, she'ein machnis yado lebehonot, she'lo yatsa b'sha'a she'hiru yalavi b'korban. He didn't see Keri in the hour where he could have brought the korban. So, therefore, what happens? In the morning, when he goes to bring his korban, there's no heter of the Mitzorah because he's got a different problem on his head now. He's got the Tful Yom, he's got the Keri problem. And he's a Tful Yom, and his Tful Yom can't go into the Mikdash. So when the time for the event to happen, right, the Heter to happen, both if both of them are already upon him, then it doesn't work. It's only if one was already matired, then we can say if a new one came along, we can matir that one also. So that's why it only works in the case where this brother married this woman, the second brother married the sister only after the first guy already died. Then we'd say, well, since already we matir the relationship between the two of them, the fact that he now married the sister, we can matir that. Again, this is all, and this is why this sugya gets confusing. So what you would have thought had we not had the drasha of Aleha. And that's what they're trying to say. So now they're saying, they're a little bit rejecting this because they're saying it's only in that one unique case, right? Okay, so then they say, Okay, so then they say no, but that's the reason then. Ela ki itzrich aleha hecha denasa meit v'meit v'achar kach nasa chai. So now, this is after five dapim of trying to struggle with this, we finally have our answer, and it's very limited answer. It's saying that the reason we have this drasha aleha is because in this particular case, if he had married the sister after the first woman had already fallen to Yibum, then you would have thought, ho'il v'ishtere ishtere, and therefore we need the drasha to tell you that in this particular case, there's no heter, okay? You can't. It doesn't work, ho'il v'ishtere ishtere. And that's their answer they're giving. Okay, that's answer number one. So we've finally gotten to one answer that can stand, although it's a very unique, it's very rare, right? Because it's only coming to teach you in this particular case and how often, not to mention that there's an Isra Durabanan to even get into that situation. So it's even more strange. It's not only that it's a unique situation that this would actually happen, but all the more so because it's Usur Midurabanan even to enter into a marriage like that. Okay, that's one answer. V'ibait Ema Atya Behekesha. And here's another answer that we're not going to have a problem with. A little bit of a problem, but we're going to answer it up. Maybe you could learn it with the Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah makes a Hekesh, not in our situation, but he makes a Hekesh between the Arayot. And you might say that this Hekesh would apply also for this issue. Da'amar Rabbi Yonah, v'item Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yoshua, amar kra, ki kol asher ya'aseh mikol ha'toevot ha'ele, v'nichretu ha'nefashot, right? The yekarit. Now, what is this pasuk? This is the pasuk we've seen before. It's the sikum of the Arayot in Perek Yudchet. Okay? After the list, they have this one pasuk, which basically says, all, if you do any of these things, you get karet. Now, what does that do? It groups together all the Arayot. Hukshu kol Arayot kulam. What would you think the Hekesh would be then? La'eshet ach. Just like Eshet Ach, right? Two brothers, right? The brother's allowed to marry his brother's wife, even though it's an Isra Arayot, because that's the whole mitzvah of Yibum. That's obvious that that's allowed, because otherwise you can't ever do Yibum. So everything, we will say, let's do a Hekesh to Eshet Ach. Ma Eshet Ach Sharia, Av Kol Arayot Nami Sharian. And therefore, Katav Rachmana Aleha, to teach you that it's not, you can't make that Hekesh. Okay, you might have thought because of that pasuk that we're mekish everything to Esherach, that just like Esherach is mutar in the case of Yibum, all the other Arayot would be mutar. Okay, but now, Amalei Rav Acha Midifti L'Ravina, Michti Kol Arayot Ika. Once we say this, the Kol Arayot Ika La Kushinu La Esherach, V'Ika La Kushinu La Achot Isha. I don't know if you remember this, but we use this pasuk. Okay, let's go back for a second. What did we have? We had. This whole thing is based on this drasha of aleha, right? The drasha of aleha comes up in the case of achot isha. Then we said, how do we learn from there to all the other cases? We learn from there to all other cases from this pasuk, right? This pasuk that generalizes and sticks them all together. So now they say, well, if that's the case, if the Gemara is saying we had this drasha because potentially you could have thought that we're mekish everything to everything, and therefore we're mekish everything to eshet ach. So they're saying, so why did the Gemara in the end say, or the Braita really say, that we're mekish all the cases to Achot Isha and we don't allow Yibum, okay, for all the Arayot? Why don't you just say, and as we have a case of Eshet Ach, that this is exactly what we did in the end a few days ago with the Tzitzit. Why do we learn from Tzitzit that it's Mutar instead of learning from the other case that it's Asur? So they're saying the same thing here. If we have, on the one hand, this Drasha of Achot Isha that it's Asur, and we have the pshat, right, the pasuk of Yibum, which shows that Eshet Ach is mutar, and this one's asur. Why do we learn from Achot Isha to all the cases? Why don't we learn from Eshet Ach that all the arayot are mutarot? Okay? So that's his general question, saying, once you're saying this hekesh, well, let's make this hekesh with a different case, right? Who's to say we do it this way or that way? So Katav Rachmana. So kol arayot michti. So once you're going to say kol arayot ikal akushinu le'eshet ach, right? First we use that pasuk to say they're all hukash le'achot isha. Now they're saying potentially you could have made the hekesh eshet ach, and that's why you need the drasha. So they're saying, well, if that's the case, v'ikal akushinu le'achot isha, my chazit da'akash da'achot isha akshinu le'eshet ach. Okay. So now they're going to give two reasons why you wouldn't think that you could do this drasha from eshet ach. Ibait ema lekula ulechumra lechula lechumra makshinan. if you have two options, either you're going to learn from Eshet Ach, you will learn that it's mutar, or you're going to learn from Achot Isha that it's asur. Well, which one are you going to learn? When you have an option of learning a drasha lechumra, or you have an option of learning it lekula, we're going to learn it lechumra, because if you don't know which one, we'll better off go the safe side. Especially you're talking about here Isra Kurit. You're not talking about something minor, right? When it's minor, sometimes you go lekula. But in this case, it's pretty major. You're talking about Isra Kurit. So since there's two options, let's learn it lechumra. That's one answer. What did we say before? Anytime you do Yibum, right, you're marrying your brother's wife. There's one Isur in that. But if you do Yibum with a different Isur Erva, you have two problems. Because number one, you're marrying the wife of your brother. And number two, you're marrying whatever other Isur Arayot there is. So therefore, if we're going to make a Hakesh to all the other Arayot, we're going to do it in a way that's similar. Right? All the other Arayot have two Isurim, both the Isur Erva and the base Isur Erva of your brother's wife. Whereas just your brother's wife has only the one. So therefore, we don't learn it from there. So that was like a side thing. So in the end, we're left with two answers to go back to where we're up to. Okay? We have two answers. Number one, you would have, in the one unique case, you might have thought, Ho'il v'ishtere ishtere, since we mounted it in the case where the brother dies, before the other brother married the sister. Then you would have thought, since it's mutar, since we're matir one, we'd be matir the second one. And therefore you need the drasha. And the second one is, because you would have had this hekesh from Eshet Ach, and you would think we can learn everything from Eshet Ach. Come to tell you, no, we don't. That's what the drasha is there for. And again, the two reasons why it's obvious that we learn from Achot Isha to all the other cases and not from Eshet Ach. Okay, next. Just another sheet here. Okay. Now we're going to get to a third answer, okay? But the third answer isn't exactly an answer. It basically gets rid of the question. It says there's really no question here, okay? Rava Amar, Erva lo tzricha kra. De'ein ase docha lo tase sheyesh bo karet. Ki itzrich kra lemesar tzara. He says, all until now, what have we been saying? Aleha comes to tell you that this brother, right, can't marry an Isur Arayot, okay? If the husband dies and she's Usur Erva to the brother, she can't marry him, right? Okay, he dies, she's Usur to marry him, she can't. That we learn from the word Aleha. And the whole question was, why would we have thought that it would have been Mutter in the first place? And that's what we've really been struggling with. He comes and says, guess what? We're not really learning Erva from the Pasuk. The Drasha isn't to teach you Erva. The pasuk is only to teach you that if he was married to another woman also, and he dies, she can't marry brother number two. Also, her tzara can't marry brother number two. And they're going to change what they thought the whole drasha was about. Rava says, the drasha is not about her. Now, if you remember the drasha, there were three sections to the drasha. Okay, there was... there were three sections to the drasha. One section was about a Achot Isha. And there were three sections to that. There was Aleha comes to teach about the Erva herself, right? We had Aleha comes to teach about the Erva. Then we had Litzror comes to teach about her Tzara. And then Litzror v'lo Latzor comes to teach about Tzarata. Okay? Then we said, what about all the rest, right? What about all other Arayot? And then we learned... Number one, about the Erva, we had a drasha, then we learned about the Tzaha, and then we learned about the Tzarot Tzarota. Okay, so there were six sections to this braita. I'm going to number them to make them easier. Okay, there were six sections. So now we're going to say, well, obviously the problem with Rava is what? Section number one, that says Aleha comes to teach about the Erva herself. How does he relate to that? And then section number four, when we darsh into all the other cases, well then you also don't need to teach about the Erva herself. So what do we do with those? We're going to see. Okay, so now the Gemara says, but that's what he's basically saying. He says, you don't need the Aleha for Erva. It's just all to teach you about the Tzara. So now they say, Ve'erva lo tzricha kra. You don't need, so first they're going to ask, not from this Braita, from something else. Erva doesn't need a Pasuk. Ve'ha Tanya, there's another Braita that says, Ein li Elahi. Okay? You only have her. One second. Ein li Elahi. So what's Ein li Elahi? In other words, where do we learn? This is a drasha. That's sorry, one second. This is Sorry, this is the question from the Braita. With Aleh, they say Ein li Alehi, right? From the word Aleha. What about her tzarot? So what do you do with the line Ein li Alehi? So they say, oh, that line number one in this Braita was here mishum tzarata. It was just to set up the baseline, right? She and her tzara. In other words, you can't start with the tzara without mentioning her. So they're saying line number one in our Braita had nothing to do with. It didn't mean the drasha is coming to teach you about her. It meant that we have to just establish her so that we can get to the tzara in the end of the, you know, the hemshech of the Braita. V'haktami ein lelehem. What about line number four? So again, you're going to say the same thing. Mishum tzarotehen. Okay? In other words, both those, line number one and line number four, are really not a necessary part of the drasha. They're just establishing the baseline, the erva, so then we can jump from there to tzarot. Now they're going to give another problem. Besides our drasha that we've had, Rebbe has a different drasha where he learns this out. And the lashon in his drasha seems to imply the same thing, that you need a drasha for arayot, in which case that's going to contradict what Rava says. If Rava says you don't need a drasha for arayot, that's obvious, then why does Rebbe need a drasha for it? So Rebbe Omer, ulakach ulakacha, v'yabam v'yibama, le'asur tzarot v'arayot. Okay, what does he do? Look in your sheet for a minute. It has the pasuk there. It is, where did I put it here? Here. Okay, in the middle of the page. It's very in parakaf, hey, pasuk. Ki yeshvu achim yachdav. This is the pasuk about Yibum. Umet echa mehem, uben ein lo, he has no children. Lo tie eshet amet hachutza le'ish zar. Okay, now here's the pasukim, the words are going to darshan. Yivama yavo aleha, that was the pasuk we saw before. Ulikacha, lo liisha, viyibma. So the word ulikacha and viyibma, we're going to darshan. It could have just said, v'lakach lo liisha, viyabam. Even though it's not 100% grammatically correct if you say that. But anyway, they're saying that the stress on lakach ota and yibem ota comes to teach us two mi'utim, two cases where it's, or we're going to darshan two things from here. Okay? So the bright of Rebbe says, v'lakach ulekacha, meaning instead of saying lakach, it said ulekacha, and instead of saying v'yabam, it says yibma. What's the reason? Le'etzur tzarot v'arayot. It comes to teach you that the tzarot are asurot, and the arayot are asurot. So what do you see here? You need a drasha to teach you arayot. And why did Rebbe say you don't need a drasha? Remember, Rebbe's a braita, and Rava can't make something up, right, when he's an MOA, that doesn't fit in with the lot, with something a braita says. So now, what do they say? No, you read it wrong. It doesn't mean tzarot v'arayot. Ema le'esur tzarot shel arayot. Okay? Which actually makes sense if you think about it. It should be le'esur arayot v'tzarot. The order is weird there. Right? The arayot should be the first thing, and the tzarot should be the second thing, because the whole Easter comes from the erva herself. So they're saying, this just means le'etzur tzarot va'arayot. Tzarot of the arayot. In which case, again, it matches what Rava said, which is there's no need to teach us a drasha on the erva herself. It's only on the tzara. The problem with this reading is what? V'hatshrei krai kanasivle. My lav chad le'erva v'chad le'tzara. We said there's le'kacha and there's yibama. What does that mean? We're going to have two things we're darshaning from here. And tzarot of arayot is only one thing. So it doesn't make sense that that's what he would be saying, Rebbe. Isn't it one's for erva and one's for tzara? So then they say, lo, idi v'idi litzara. And now we're going to say, we can still learn two things. It's yes, it's all about the tzara. This has nothing to do with the erva. In which case, Rava's opinion stands, that we don't need a drasha for the erva. But what's Rebbe darshaning here from this pasuk? Chal lemesar tzara b'mkom mitzvah, v'chal lemishrei tzara shelo b'mkom mitzvah. Do you remember this? We learned this. The erva is always asur to the second husband, right? To any other guy, right? If the erva, right? The case of, okay, the woman's married to a guy, he dies, she marries now the yabam. That is a case, and let's say he's married to her sister, okay? That's a case of erva. She can't marry this guy. She can't do yibum with him. Now, what case is this? B'makom mitzvah. Even though we have a mitzvah of yibum, she can't marry him. And not only can't she, but this woman who is married to her first husband also can't. She's the tzara. She also can't. Now, what if these guys, these women, we saw this before. This is the case of shelo b'makom mitzvah. If these women are married to this guy and he dies with kids, or there's no yibum. This isn't a yibum case. Now, We have another guy here, okay? Who's not related. Now, wife number one wants to, right, go, she obviously can't marry him because they're Isur Erva. Okay, wife number one is Isur Erva. What if wife number two wants to marry this guy? She wants to get remarried. She meets this nice guy. It happens to be her previous Sarah's father, let's say. Okay? She meets him. She wants to marry him. Is she allowed? Yes. It's only in the case of Yibum that the Tzara can't marry. Okay, now we're going to have all sorts of debates about this. But that's obvious lahalacha, that's the case. Shalobim kol mitzvah, the Tzara is allowed to marry. So what is the two things you're going to learn from this pasuk? One is le'etzur Tzara in the case of mitzvah. And two is le'meshra Tzara to matir the Tzara shalobim kol mitzvah. Okay, that's what we have, the two. The Yibma and the Kacha is coming to teach you about those things. Now, how does it work, the drasha? Here the Gemara says, my taima, the Abam v'Yibma, that teaches you bimkom Yibum. In the case of a mitzvah, she can't. Who da asira? Tzara shelo bimkom Yibum, sharia. Sorry, am I reading this right? Sorry. Who da asira? Who da asira tzara? Shelo bimkom Yibum, sharia tzara. Okay, that's what it's coming to teach you. Yibma tells you only bimakom Yibum. But lekacha means he can take her if it's not a case of Yibum. I'm Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi says this whole logic of Rava makes a lot of sense according to the Lashon of the Mishnah. I don't know if you remember this, but what did the Mishnah say? Maniti nami daika. The Mishnah also supports Rava's interpretation. Again, what's Rava's interpretation? That there's no need for a drasha, okay? For her, the Erva herself, only for the tzarot. Because what does the Mishnah say? Dekatane, chamesh esrei nashim potrot tzarotehen. Okay, it doesn't say v'ilu pturot upotrot lo katane. It doesn't say anything about the erva herself, because the erva herself is just obvious. Shma mina. Okay, that's Rava. Now they're going to have some more questions on Rava. Umayshna erva delot tzricha kra. Right, what's the reason? If you're going to say the reason why the erva doesn't need, right now they're questioning what's his reason. We're assuming that the reason he thinks, and this is what I said in the very beginning of Shir, that we're going to sort of seems to be a given now, at least in part of this part of the sugya, the reason the erva doesn't need a pasuk is exactly the reason why we couldn't find a pasuk, right? We couldn't find, it was obvious, why? De'ein ase dochalota says sheyesh bo karet. We've been trying to prove that ate ase dochalota say, and that's why we need a pasuk to tell you no. Okay? But here they say it must be, it doesn't need a pasuk, because it's obvious that ein ase dochalota say if there's karet. Okay? And therefore, no reason to think that the areot should be mutar, because there's karet there. So if they say that's the case, now they're going to make another jump. They're going to say, Sara nami lo tibayikra. If you want to say that the erva doesn't need a pasuk, well, guess what? That Sara also doesn't need a pasuk. Why is that? Okay, now I'm going to put this pasuk on the board. I wrote it in big on your sheet also, so you can follow it there. We have this pasuk, Isha lachota, right? V'isha lachota. Lo tikach litzror, right? V'dalot ervata aleha v'chayeha. Okay, now we're going to darshan all these words, okay? So what do we have here? We have case number one is Isha Lachota. Case number two is Litzror. What do you see from here? Now, this isn't exactly the pshat, but they're assuming that the Tzara is part of this list of Arayot in general. Now, even though we just said a minute ago, and you have to suspend what you know. We just said a minute ago that the Tzara is not a Asura in a general case, only in a Yibum case. But right now, the Gemara is saying, shouldn't it be that the Tzara is also Asura? She's an Arayot. She's listed here as one of the arayot, and mishum de'ein ase dachalota se sheyesh bo karet. Now, why do you assume the tzara has karet also? Because the last pasuk there says ki kol asher yaseh mikol ha'toivot ha'eleh v'nechritu. Okay, so now you should assume. Okay, there's a weird assumption, but the assumption is this pasuk is talking about tzara, and the tzara would be asura, and therefore, just like the erev is asura, and you don't need a drasha. The tzara also should be asura, and you don't need a drasha. Amale Rav Acha Bar Bibi Lemar LeRavina, Hachi Kamar Mishmei DeRava. Sara Nami Lo Itzrich Kra. Now they're going to say in the name of Rava. Rava also thought that the Tzarot don't need a pasuk. So then, what do you mean? Didn't we darshan this pasuk? Now we're throwing out almost the whole brayta. Ki Itzrich Kra LeMishrei Tzara Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah. The whole point of the drasha was to say that a Tzara is mutar, not in the case of a mitzvah. How does that work? My taima. Amar kra aleha. Remember what aleha was? The word aleha we connected to the pasuk yivim to yavo aleha. Remember that? So, what does the word aleha come to teach? that this pasuk, when it talks about the tzara, is only in the case of Yibum. And that's what it comes to teach, that only in Yibum it's aser, but in other cases the tzara would be muteret. And therefore the drasha comes dafka lahatir and not lahasur. Okay? So that's what they say. Amakra aleha bimkom aleha hudasira. Shalom kom aleha sharia. Amalei Rama Bar Chama. Now we're going to have a whole ping pong between Rava, Rava Chama, and Rava. Amalei Rama Bar Chama. Eima erva gufe, shalom kol mitzvah tishtere. Okay, they're saying now, you want to say that erva, not in the case of mitzvah, right, that erva herself, sorry, according to what you're saying, the erva herself, shalom kol mitzvah tishtere, should be mutar, the lav kavachomerhu, bimkom mitzvah asira, shalom kol mitzvah sharia, right, shouldn't it be that the, sorry, bimkom mitzvah asira, shalom kol mitzvah sharia, shouldn't we say that the if you're going to say this, that the tzara is only bimakom erva, right, then say it all the way, then the erva is only, only bimakom mitzvah, then the erva is also only bimakom mitzvah. Okay? So then they say, question and the answer. Rami Bar Chama says, if you're going to say that, then ema erva gufe shalom kol mitzvah tishtere. So Rava says to him, belav kavachomer hu, it's a kavachomer. Bimkom mitzvah asira shalom kol mitzvah sharia. In other words, if you're going to try to matir something, right, it doesn't make any sense to say that the erva would be mutter in the case where there's no mitzvah, right? Because it would be the opposite logic. If in the case of a mitzvah, it's usher, then obviously shalom macha mitzvah would be usher. Now, obviously, this creates a problem to the tzara case, because the tzara then doesn't work that way on that logic, and that's what he's going to ping-pong back. It says, Rami Bar Chama, Amar Lei, tzara tochiyah, teba macha mitzvah asira, v'shalom ko mitzvah sharia. Okay? So now, the question is, right, how could you, here he says, Amar Lei, alecha amar kra. Right? Doesn't it say, I'm confusing now who's ping-ponging back. I've lost the flow. Yeah, sorry. Okay, my fault. Okay, so you have here, second. Right, Rava answers, isn't it a kavachomer that it would be, right? Rami Bar Chama says, the erva gufe shalom komitzer should be mutter, just like the tzara. And Rava says, no, it's a kavachomer. And Rabbi Rachama says, no, there's no kavachomer, because the kavachomer obviously doesn't work, because for the tzara it doesn't work, so why should it work for the erva? So your kavachomer falls. So then Rava answers,
what was the kavachomer?
If this woman can't marry this guy when there's a mitzvah of yibum upon her to marry the guy, how could, right, then we should allow her, shalovim kol mitzvah, obviously she can't marry an Isur Erva. Shalovim kol mitzvah just means any isha, any woman can't marry someone who he's married to her sister.
But there's an Erva involved.
Right. Okay. And you basically be neutralizing Erva. What he's saying is, if you want to say that the tzara is mutar b'makom mitzvah, right, then you should take that logic. Sorry, shalom kol mitzvah. When there's no mitzvah of yibum, what do we say? The tzara is muteret. Okay? So now, and that's what the pasuk is coming to teach you. So this is the thing. I think also, it doesn't really say this, but this is the way I understood it. If aleha comes to tell you that this pasuk is talking about yibum, and the isur of tzara only applies in yibum, so they're saying, why doesn't the erva also only apply in the case of yibum? So Rava says, well, you can't say that the erva only applies in the case of yibum because it's a kavachomer. If it applies in yibum, then obviously it's going to apply when there's no mitzvah of yibum upon them. So then Rami Bar Chama says back to him, but then the tzara also shouldn't work that way. How could the tzara be usher b'makom yibum when there's a mitzvah upon her and mutter in any other case? So basically he says that kavachomer falls apart. So then Amarleh, so Rava says to Rami, so now Rava doesn't have an explanation. Why should it only apply to the Easter of Shalom Makom, it's the heter, that when it's not a mitzvah, the tzara is allowed to marry the guy. Why does that apply only to the tzara and not to the erva herself? Okay? If this drasha ala comes to say it's all about yibum, but it's only referring to the tzara, why wouldn't it be referring to the isha alachota also? That's really the issue here. Rava says aleha comes to say that only b'makom mitzvah this is aser, but it's mutar shalom makom mitzvah. So then this, it should apply also not just to the tzara, but also to the yibama herself, right? To the woman, the isur arayot herself. You follow? So now we have to say, how do we know that it's not only applying, that it's not applying to the Soraya? So Amarle Alecha Amar Kra, but Bichayeha. The word Bichayeha comes to teach us that only Bichayeha of this woman it applies. Okay? So now they say, Kol She Bichayeha. Hi Bichayeha. Okay, so now they say, so long as she's alive, right? So long as she's alive, which means any kind of situation, whether it's makom mitzvah or lo makom mitzvah, isha lachotah is always asur. Okay? So now Rami Bar Chama says back to him, Hi b'chayah mi ba'alei, we need b'chayah for a different drasha. You can't say, it's basically, let's read this pasuk. Isha lachotah is yisur rayo, litzur is tzara. Aleha comes to teach you only in yibum. Only in yibum though for the tzara. Because b'chayah comes to include isha lachotah in any case, also shalom makom mitzvah. That's basically what they're, how they're darshing the pasuk. So he says, you can't use b'chayah for that. You need it for something else. Limi'ute la'achar mita. Okay, what does that mean? There's all kinds of situations of erva. Let's say the eshadach case. The eshadach case, okay, you can't marry your husband's wife, is no matter what, whether the guy's dead or not, right? Otherwise, we wouldn't have an issue ever with yibum, because the guy's always dead, right? Some isurei erva apply even after death. The one of Isha Lachotah, they learn from the word Bechayeha, is only if this woman, the sister is still alive. If sister number two married brother number two and sister number two died, and now this woman, forget about brother number one, right? It's not a case of Yibum. She just wants to marry the guy that her sister married. If her sister's dead, she can marry him. Okay? So he says, that's what you need Bechayeha. You can't use Bechayeha to teach what you wanted to teach because you need it for something else. So comes Rava and answers him, no. Hahimi v'isha lachotah nafka. That halacha we learn from something else. What pasuk do we learn it from? Isha elachotah, that means together, like that they're both there. Okay? Then Rami Bar Chama says back to him, imi v'isha lachotah, hava mina nitgarsha sharia. You would have thought, what if they're divorced, right? Isha lachotah means if they're together. But if he already divorced the wife, but she's still alive, it happens to be Usher. So you can't learn it from Isha Lachotah, because Isha Lachotah would only apply if they're still married. So Talmud Lomar Bechayeha, Kol She Bechayeha, and therefore you need the Drasha Bechayeha, comes Rami Bar Chama and says, Bechayeha, you can't use to learn your thing, because you still need Bechayeha to teach you that when she's still alive, Afa Gav Denit Garsha. Kol She Bechayeha, Afa Gav Denit Garsha, Lo. Right? That even... 1 second. Right, lo hutra. Okay, lo means it's not mutar. Okay, even if she's divorced, it's not mutar. Ela amar Rav Huna bar Tachli fa mishmei Rava. So now we still have to answer Rava. How does Rava learn that isha lachotah is in any case and litzror is only in yibum? So now what is the answer? Trei krai ktive. Ktiv isha lachotah lo tikach litzror. Uchtiv ligalot ervata. What happens in this pasuk? Okay, the words I didn't write are ligalot ervata aleha. Yeah, the pasuk starts out with how many women? Two. Isha lachotah and the tzara. Again, according to our drasha, right? Because the tzura and the pshat really doesn't mean that. But what do we have then? Ligalot ervata. Ervata is a yechida. It's singular. Mm-hmm. So what do you see here? It jumped from two to one. Mashma haketzad dechada mashma haketzad. How does it work that it's two and then one? Bimkom mitzvah shtehan asurot. Shalom kom mitzvah hi asurah v'tzavrata muteret. Okay, that's how they work it out in the end. Then they say, ipuchana, why don't we flip it? Bimkom mitzvah hi asurah v'tzavrata muteret. Shalom kom mitzvah shtehan asurot. Right? So then what are they answering? Ken lo yomar aleha. The aleha comes to teach you that it's dafka on the tzara. Okay, so let's just do a little bit more and then we'll stop. Amar le Rav Asher the Rav Kahana. Maybe it comes to teach you that it's leheter. Right? So now, what might you have said? Why don't you say the opposite? What did the Kal v'chomer say? Dafka, you would think that b'kol mitzvah, everything would be mutar. And shalom kol mitzvah, everything would be asur. And that's what Rav Ashi is suggesting here. Okay, this is what the Torah says. Isha lachotah lo tikach litzura lo hi v'lo tzarata shelo b'mkom aleha. When it's not yibum, they're both asurot. That's what the pshat is saying. Ava b'mkom aleha, when you have yibum, shtehen mutarot. Okay, so then they say, but that doesn't work. Why? What did we just say? You have rabim, and then you have yachid, which means that there's one case where only one is asur and one is mutar. And Rav Ashi sets up either both are mutar or both are asur. And that's what they're going to say. Imken legalot erva dechad yehecha mishkachala. Right? There's no case of only one. Ibn makom mitzvah shtehen mutarot. Vishalom makom mitzvah shtehen asurot. Okay? And therefore, you can't do it like that. So in the end, we're left with, then how does Rava show up from this pasuk that we remember, just to go back to this whole long-winded ping-pong? We wanted to know, if we're saying that Litzror is, what was Rava trying to say? Even the Tzarot we know, right? Not only the Erva do we know from the Peshat, but now they said in the name of Rava that even the Tzarot we would know from the Peshat. We don't need a drasha. So the whole point of the drasha is to teach us that b'makom mitzvah, it's asur, but shalom makom mitzvah, the tzara is muteret. That's what the drasha is coming to teach you. Now then, how do you learn it from the pasuk? Because if this is telling only about Yibum, then it should apply also to Shalachota. In the answer is because it starts b'rabim and it ends b'yachid, the ervata. So legalot ervata comes to say that there's one case where only one is asur and one is mutar, and that's the case of shalom b'makom mitzvah. So that's how they darshan at the pasuk in the end, according to Rav's understanding. And just to be mistaken, we now have three ways of looking at this drasha of Aleha, right? Either it's coming to say that in that one unique case where you would think ho'il v'ishtere ishtere, that's number one. The second is we would think to do a hekesh from esherach, just like esherach is mutar in all yibum cases. Likewise, all the others would be mutar. And then the last one is that we basically say that this drasha has nothing to do with erva. You're right, it is obvious that you can't marry your erva. That's bivadai. And not only that, but even the tzara is obvious. The pasuk and the drasha is coming to teach you. Now, the problem with this is it doesn't really match the lashon of the braita, that where we learned this whole thing. But that the braita is really coming to teach you that shalom b'makom mitzvah, the tzara is muteret. And b'makom mitzvah, when it's yibum, is the only case where the tzara is asura. And that's what it's all coming to teach you. Okay.